Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Well, it's another Thirsty Thursday. It's a new year, and there's only one thing to ask. Kev, have you started watching What We Do in the Shadows?
You know, this week is going to be the week. I'm telling you, man. I'm going to start it off. You guys have talked to me about this show a bunch. I think I'm gonna give it a try.
Good. Well, I've got bad news. We can't talk about Fett.
And you haven't seen it yet?
Nope. I was supposed to watch it as soon as Colin got home on Sunday, but we never ended up watching it, so therefore we can't talk about it now.
Bummer.
So fair I enough. Do apologize. I wanted to watch it. I wanted to see it, and so that way I could actually have an open conversation about it, but it didn't happen. But I do have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Doug? Have you watched the Harry Potter this 20th anniversary? Okay, you haven't.
The point of recording, no, I have not. We were going to watch it, obviously, the weekend, but as I said, it was the weekend before my wife went back to work, and she was already stressed and miserable about that, and so she was like, I don't need another thing that's going to make me cry. And I said, you know what? That's fucking fair, and so we have not watched it yet.
Fair enough. Yeah, I've yet to watch it either, and I started watching it, and Ashley got really upset and went, "You better not without me." And I went, "Okay." So I waited. So I'm just waiting to see that now. But yeah. Has anybody watched the All Madden documentary?
Go Fish.
No.
Okay, I watched that. That was good.
I heard good things about that. And like, it's sad that it came out like right before he passed. Like, it's just that they fucking, it was him and then Betty White. Like they both fucking like right as documentaries were being made about them. It's so weird.
Yep. So we, I watched that and it was, I think it was a little rushed. It could have been a 2 or 3 parter. It should have been. It should have been like 3 hours long, and they rushed through a lot of his life. So, but other than that, it was really good. They had a lot of great people talking about him, all that. So, nice. Everybody's watched Letterkenny, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we could talk about that.
Good season.
What did we think about it? I felt like it was a little. Okay, so I think it produced some of the funniest episodes that I've ever seen on Letterkenny. But I also felt like there was a ton of filler content because of COVID.
Yeah, so they filmed it all this summer. They filmed apparently up seasons 10 and 11 back to back. Sorry, I'm looking at. I'm scheduling stuff. It was weird. So like a lot of seasons like will start with maybe the conclusion of whatever happened at the end of the last season. And then we'll have like four or five episodes of just kind of like, like not just filler episodes. They're jokes. They're things that they bring to the table that season. Mm-hmm. And maybe there'll be like an overarching like storyline that will end on a cliffhanger and then rinse and repeat. We'll do it again the next season. This season was like, let's shoddily tie up the story from last season.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then they just did another. And then what it felt like, so Shoresy's getting his own show that they announced that earlier this year. Mm-hmm. It just felt like one giant like setup for Shoresy's show, like and which is fine. I'm excited for it, but there was no like,
yeah,
what's gonna happen next season. There was none of it. Like everything just seemed like everything was going like all hunky dory, which I'm okay with. But at the same time, there wasn't that like, oh fuck, you know, like last season, you're like fucking Marie Fresh showing up at the end. What the fuck? Fuck that bitch. Dirk's that fucking motherfucker. They better beat the shit out of him. And I don't understand how we've never seen Dirk's get like fucking hit yet. Like,
right?
I mean, we watched his head get slammed to the ground a couple times, but you know what I mean? Like, that's a character who I wanted to see him get his ass fucking handed to him like over and over again. And maybe that'll be the next season, because they like introduced him with like the whole like hockey thing, but I feel like they resolve that. But at the same time, yeah. Like, I want to see this motherfucker get like just, I mean, absolutely destroyed mm-hmm. by Wayne, like just beat to nothing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't really feel like we've truly gotten that yet.
Nope. And then this season, like, I don't know, man. Like, we had the Vidvok episode.
There was a couple episodes of that.
Yeah, it was like, it was funny, but like, I went, fuck, this dance scene is going on for far too long. Like,
far too long. Yeah. Far, far too long.
I actually forwarded the last episode through those scenes because I was like, yeah, this is dragging.
And so I was just like, and there was a few things like that happened that I felt like were really, I was like, man, this seems like they're really dragging it out. And I think it was because I was just like, do they not? It feels like they should have had like the best seasons ever because they've had all this COVID time to write them. And I was like, man, but the stuff that they did have back and forth with, it was really funny. Like a lot of the jokes and everything, at the dealership, that was hilarious. The prostate talks were all wonderful. The sausage episode, the entire episode was like, I was on the floor just laughing at all of the setups and all the jokes that delivered.
God.
God, it was so good. But it did feel...
I was cringing so hard for that during what, like the shit he was saying.
Mm-hmm. But the overall, the season did feel very self-contained and very small, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It didn't open up. It didn't breathe. It was, it wasn't up to what I was expecting. Still good. Still funny, but just not up to snuff.
Yeah. Glenn, I think, is my favorite character on the show. Every time Glenn shows up, I'm like promised to just be giggling nonstop. And him at the doctor's office in the fucking like nurse outfit.
Yeah, man.
Fucking killed me. He is one of the writers and like the director of like most episodes. Mm-hmm. That Jacob Tierney, I think his name is. Like, dude's so fucking funny.
The look away, the fucking Lewin Wayne. Like caught him bending over and then the look away.
Yeah. All the files are in the bottom drawer. So you keep doing it.
I gotta get your file. Oh my God. A little prance over and then yeah, it's just like, why are you in a dress and why do you have heels on? There's no way the doctor asked you to wear that stuff.
And then him like, y'all need help in there?
You need a hand in there or a finger. Like, no, we're good. No, we're fine. And Coach lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's hitting the gym, you know, if you couldn't tell.
That was so fucking funny.
Oh my God. Yeah. I didn't even like connect the two. I was like, wait a minute. That's the same guy. Wow. Yeah. He mm-hmm. like, he did hit the gym.
Yeah.
Jeez.
People, I guess, had to do something during COVID, and I guess that was his thing.
Yeah, he good on him.
Started going to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Hey, lost his wife. He had to do something.
Yeah, right.
Golly. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed it hit the gym.
He just keeps fucking saying it over and over again.
The owner says, I'm there more than she is.
My God. Yeah, he was a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it completely changed his character too. He like became this real cool guy because mm-hmm. he used to kick everything. Oh my God, how did I not connect? I was like, where mm-hmm. is this guy coming from, and why do they keep calling him Coach?
There's the coach. He's the hockey coach.
Fucking embarrassing.
Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't even see that.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. My wife burp. Barb.
Oh, that older episode where he kept talking about them traveling. Mm-hmm. He just kept bringing up the sex stories and everyone's mm-hmm. like, no, please, no. And then I turned over and went to sleep.
It's such a good show. And I'm really glad that a lot of people in the Discord are finally watching it. Byron has been watching it finally, so that's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. He'll watch Letterkenny, but the motherfucker won't watch any of the Marvel movies.
No, well, I think he's provided a pretty good example of it.
He was like, oh, yeah, I think I've seen the Spider-Man movies. And he started doing like the whole thing over again where it was like, yeah, I watched Endgame. And he starts selling the plot to the wrong movie. He did that with Spider-Man. He's like, yeah, no, I watched Spider-Man, Homecoming. It's like, that's the one where he's at the airport, right?
I would have loved it even more if he started, talking about the original Spider-Man movies.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's the one with Green Goblin, right? Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, I watched the new movie, the one where he holds a train and he stops the train and has a pooping face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah,
his landlord keeps talking one to raise his rent.
Yeah, but wants him to hook up with the daughter. I've seen that one.
Yeah. So, I've just been enjoying the all watching it recently. It feels like a lot of them have been watching it recently. And then, of course, yeah, with season 10 now on, it was Christmas Day in Canada, and I guess Boxing Day in America. Not that we celebrate that, but just a lot of people talking about in the Discord lately. A lot of fucking Letterkenny gifts, which I am always here for.
Mm-hmm. I knew that. Have you guys, I should say you guys, because Kev, clearly you're into it too, but... are we all caught up on Yellowstone?
Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
No,
I'm so much politicizing and shooting. Pew pew.
I have, since I've been home, Letterkenny's really been the only thing that I've watched. As far as like being home, I haven't watched any of Yellowstone. I was holding off on watching the Yellowstone season 4 until it was kind of done. Mm-hmm. I mean, not necessarily. I've watched like 4 episodes of the season.
Okay.
And then I was trying to hold off from going week to week. So I have not watched any since that. And I think episode 10 dropped recently, so it should be it done. Did. Yeah.
I just watched it today and so
yeah.
you'll be like, oh my God. So
yeah. So I have that to watch. I haven't finished Witcher yet. I still have to watch that.
I haven't watched any of that.
Yeah. I haven't watched The Matrix yet.
There's too much content.
There's so much stuff that I just haven't watched yet, which we'll probably watch. And I hate to say this, once I get back to work, I'll quote unquote watch it. Because, you know, I'll put it on a monitor while I'm working and watch it. And I just don't have that necessarily, like, that luxury at home because I have 2 small children.
Season 4 of Cobra Kai, I haven't watched any of it.
Yeah. I know Daniel was watching that the other night while we were playing video games. He was watching that.
I saw the first 4 episodes of that. It was pretty good so far. But it's starting to wear thin, I would say, in a way. And the kids are kind of ruining it, you know, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes total sense because it keeps happening in TV shows where the kids are ruining it all, like in Chucky.
It's poorly written. Like, I mean, I don't think the person who's writing these know what like teens sound like, or maybe I'm just out of touch. I don't know, but they seem poorly written, I guess, the dialogue and everything this season.
It's always been a cheesy show.
Yeah, exactly. It's just hitting the nostalgia kick.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I'm trying to think. There's a number of things that I haven't watched it. I mean, yeah, like that Harry Potter thing has been like super important because that was a thing like I actually wanted to watch. I will say the show Ghost. I've told you guys about Ghost, right? It's on HBO Max. It's the original BBC version. I think it's BBC. It might be Channel 4. I don't fucking know. Probably BBC since it's on HBO. There's like 3 seasons of it. It started, I think, in 2019. There's an American version now. That's why I'm mentioning it because I think CBS has a version.
Which one's better?
I don't know anything about that one, but the BBC one on HBO Max, very good.
Okay.
Very funny.
But don't know.
Highly recommend it.
Don't know about the one from the US.
Yeah. The one that's on, it's on CBS. It has, oh God, what's her name? She played Liv on iZombie is the main character. And that's all I know about it. And it looks like a lot of the stuff is relatively similar, except that it's in America instead of the UK. But the UK one, so good. And yeah, you know, we found out that they released a Christmas episode this year because, you know, obviously BBC, of course they did. Mm-hmm. And we watched it, I think, like 2 days after Christmas. And it was one of those like, oh man, I wish we'd known this could be how great fuck because it's such a good show. And so it was a really nice little Christmas special. It's a fun show. There's ghosts. But not in like in a creepy, scary way. It's just this woman that lives in a house and she can see the ghosts that reside in the house and they are funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're from all eras. They're like, there's like a caveman.
Yeah. I keep wanting to watch that. I'm going to add that
to my thing right now. It's a cute one. I think Ashley will really like it. It's very sweet. It, you know, it has those, it's a, I don't know, man. There's something about like BBC shows where it's like, they'll be funny. They'll have these funny moments and they'll also have these really like sweet moments where you're like, fuck that. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not crying. You're crying.
Came out in 1995?
No. It's like 2019.
It says BBC One. Oh, Ghost. BBC One 2019. A cash-strapped young couple inherits a grand country house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Added.
Yeah. It's just really good. The ghosts are fun, and you kind of learn about their backstories like through like flashbacks here and there through various episodes and like how they died and all that stuff. There's still a few where it's like, but how did you die here? Like, you've told me a little bit about your story, but like, but how did you die here? Mm-hmm. So I'll check. I highly recommend it. Very good show.
Awesome. Okay. Well, is there anything else to cover?
Yeah. I started watching a show called The Great. It's on Hulu. It's got Ellie Fanning in it and Nicholas Holt. It's basically.
Oh, yes. About the Elizabeth the Great.
Yeah, yeah. It's the royal woman living in like rural Russia during the 18th century. Basically, she marries an emperor, which is Nicholas Holt, which he's a complete asshole. And it's like very dark comedy because at times it's funny and then at times it's just fucked up. But yeah, it's a pretty good show. We've started the first couple episodes on that, so it's pretty good so far.
My sister told me to watch that over the holidays. She was like, "Have you watched The Great?" And I was like, "No." And she was like, "It's the one with I think it's Elle Fanning, right?" And I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, no, I'm aware of it. As I've seen stuff, I've seen advertisements for it on like TikTok and Instagram or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been great. Then as far as playing stuff, I've been playing a bunch of VR games since I got that headset. I finished Half-Life Alyx, and I would recommend anyone who has a VR headset try to get Half-Life Alyx because, holy shit, that was a fun game to play. As far as like, they actually told a great story that will give it like they I hope they got inspired to make more Half-Life games after this, because the way this game ends definitely sets up for something that Half-Life 2 episode 2 kind of like it, the way it sets it up, it kind of changes the course of events, if that makes anything. But it's just interesting. So that means they kind of changed out, especially since a couple years ago, I think the main author of Half-Life 3 basically spilled the whole story. So I'm sure this is maybe their way of kind of like trying to course correct and maybe update the story. So I really liked it though. Like I said, if you play any kind of VR, check out Half-Life Alyx. And then I also played a game called Retro Ripped or something like that. And it was really fun. Pixel Ripped 1989. And then they have a sequel that is 1995 that I'm playing through that now. And it's, you're like playing like an old school video game, but all this kind of VR stuff is happening and AR stuff is happening around you. And it's pretty fun. Like you'll be in class trying to play your Game Boy and not get caught. So you're using like a spitball to like shoot things, like, you know, shoot the projector, and then the projector will have like, you know, something that'll keep the teacher distracted for like 30 seconds. Then you can go back to playing video games. It's pretty cool. Really worth checking out. But yeah, VR has been rad lately. I'm looking forward to seeing like what like the PS5 VR is going to be like.
Well, yeah. Very neat. Very neat. All right. So, yeah, I haven't done anything. I've just watched that stuff that I said. I haven't played video games or anything. But that's it for, I guess, Thirsty Thursday.
Rocket League, dude. Your Rocket League game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot about that. I have, I guess I have been playing a video game. It's called Rocket League Sideswipe, and it's came out on mobile, and it's addicting as shit. That's the game I have been playing, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've done the thing with Rocket League. It's been fun. But then they added this whole new concept of just the side scroller, and it's just as fun as the original game, just as fun and addictive. And I don't know how they did it, but they did it, and they created lightning in a bottle twice. And yeah, I've had a really great time with it. I play it every break that I get. So
same.
Yeah, so that's it this week. Tomorrow is Fan Friday, so we've got some good questions tomorrow. Stay tuned. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.